and if you would tell him, which is huge.
So if you want to be before they start.
Okay. No, that's fine.
I don't know.
Thank you.
everybody do it. I just hardly we do that. Maar dat komt niet uit, dat is een hele tijd geleden.
I think we're ready to start now. Good morning. Good morning to those members that we have not seen for the past morning. Good morning to our guests as well. Of the committee has been welcome to this meeting. We thank you very much for coming. I see the apology from the teaching here. The apology is saying that we're not members. The teaching is hosting an international delegation from UNESCO. Brother Ed is not sure. And the teaching is just a chapter from my eyes. I hope that you'll get the results of the workshop. I was not supposed to. When you were supposed to begin. Then, on a more serious note, we have invited you to present to us your first contact report on the activities of your president. As you know that would like to welcome my colleagues from the portfolio committee.
No.
There are two chairs there reserved for you in front of me. You can't sit at the back. I don't understand about the honor, but they know about the situation.
We all know how to be well, thank you very much, colleagues, for joining us. It's always our endeavor that we deal with this kind of committees with this colleagues. And it's our pleasure to welcome you here. I just welcome the department. Because you're here, maybe it's a remark that I need to make to you. I've got a list of the of our visitors here. They are led by acting Deputy Schumann. You can just lift your hand so that the members know who is acting. I mean, who is leading the delegation? Acting CFO, Ms. Nalepa. Chief Director from the Office of the DG, Dr. Arishan Abia. I was talking with them, and I told them that I'm serious about this opportunity. Ms. Nalepa, I think, is one of the longest serving active CFOs. In fact, the CFOs, most of them are active. And she is active. Well, our responsibility as the Committee of Association is to look at the expenditure around the management of the monitor, the management of the budget. Part of that also includes the human resources. But I'm not sure if we should turn a blind eye. Sometimes we're breaching our own rules and regulations. In terms of the public service I don't know these vacancies at high office or the fulfillment should be done within 6 months. And I don't know if I would ask Ms. Nalepa how long has she been acting on this position. You see, ours is not really about care. It's not about the person, the individual. It's about the principle. Sticking to the right truth. How do you go out and say to people you're supposed to do this when you're not doing it ourselves? Mr. Schumann would really like the report in terms of what is being done about the position of the CFO. Not about this person, this individual, about this position of the CFO. He would like to get the air response. Not now. I'm not sure if we are in a position to do this to us now, but could be it could be like, well, you know, what it is that the department intends doing about this position. And the fact that you give some attention to your own and your colleagues. Well, the reason for inviting you here is because of the underestimation of the department. They have got more than 10% understanding in terms of the figure that was submitted to the National Treasury as I think immediately after the end of the fourth quarter. Now we recognize that most of the departments, like this department, with the programs of transferring, we transfer everything. But in those programs that are supposed to be spent by the department themselves, there's a lot of underspending. And part of the underspending really occurs in areas that we think that are very important. like your program too, for instance, or curriculum, political content, monitor, where you deal with the technical from the schools, I don't know if you have been to those technical schools, but those of us from our constituency who have been there, we think that not only the infrastructure but the output, but the understanding impact on. So to us it's very important that in this area, there needs to be a full span so that we can be able to support you if you're saying that perhaps funds are insufficient. Most of the departments, they come to portfolio committees, funds are insufficient, but they don't spend what they have. So we need to know why. Understanding what is being done to address it. The issue of the workbook, maybe the portfolio committee understands better than us. Let's say you have the saving, but the saving bank. For me, I would really like to understand that if there wasn't a problem from the beginning in terms of the way the whole program was budgeted for, I'm just talking about this one of the workbook, because if you look at how much that you have spent, I think you have spent less than 50%. That maybe as a test that you have sent to the internal. Was the budgeting correct from the beginning? Or there was something wrong in the way we had estimated the budget? Then there are other vertical understanding that needs to be done there. So that is why we invited you. But as you know, that the education, I mean government, has prioritized education. Whether in terms of your MCG, that we need to obtain. But it's clear that we have to ensure that the limited resources that are there are utilized and utilized effectively and efficiently. So with those few words, I would like to invite you, Mr. Skuma, to address some of us. You can introduce the team.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
The delegation from the Department of Education, as you said, the Honorable Chair, that the DG has got a UNESCO delegation from Directors General as well as other high level officials from other countries that will spend over 2 to 3 days, and that is why he attended his apology. On my left hand side is Mr. Setsam Olobekua. She's acting CFO for Basic Education. I'm Anton Schumann, Secretary General of the DG's office. Honorable Chair, we've prepared the presentation, so I don't know if you want us to go through the presentation. Thank you very much. Ms. Molekua will do the presentation.
Sure. to understand when was the invitation sent to the Department of Basic Education. I understand the important meeting that the DG is chairing. But when, which invitation came first, and when were you told that the DG is not going to be here? Because it should not be easy for the accounting officers to say we are going somewhere else. The accounting officers, these people who are here, they are subordinates. And the DG should take Parliament very seriously. And when did you know that it's going to be chairing that meeting? Were you informed in advance?
I think the question that you raised is an important one. It speaks to the challenges of communication between the department and ourselves. In some areas, I have had to intervene as a person in person. But in some areas, I think that there are challenges with communication. The invitation, I'm informed that went out on the 27th of July for most of the, not just for you, department that we had identified on the committee. I must confess that probably the first time that I hear that we could get the apology that the DG is not going to be here. We have not been informed that the DG is not being able to attend this meeting that you are having a commitment. Because you're correct that the issues of accounting to Parliament are meant for the accounting officer, not for other people. However, the Public Finance Management Act does foresee a situation where the accounting officer may not be able to attend. But I think that the issue that you're raising is not that matter, but it's that of informing the committee timelessly about whether to attend. So that if perhaps in some instances, if we have to reschedule the meeting, we have done that so that to allow the accounting officer to present himself or herself in person to the committee. In this instance, now this is the first time that however, we do understand the important meeting that is attending. But I think the key question also that you raised is when the department became aware of this delegation. Normally, international delegations don't just pitch up on the morning of the meeting, but arrangements are made to try. So, Suman, do you want to comment? In fact, before you do that, maybe I should allow members to not be in. You want to refer out? Okay. I think that what you are saying, maybe I shouldn't allow comment on this one. But what you are saying maybe is a matter that we should raise with the department. That in the event that the PC is not able to appear before the committee, I think that it is important that
we are informed up front so that we know we're not taken by surprise.
Okay.
I hope that we will convey that promise to them. Thank you very much, Map Number 3. There is no other comments.
To comment by saying the onus is on us as members of parliament. If we want to be taken seriously by these departments that we are dealing with, the ball is in our court. But if we want to continue in this way where you won't even know being a chair, not even a courtesy call from the DG himself to say, Chief, Chair, I'm unable to do this thing. Besides the letters that must be written, definitely they should be having a communication, direct communication line with you to show that respect. And it is up to you to say your presence here is paramount, important. You have to be here. Without you, I don't think we have to continue. Think, and that is done in a very clean way. And the presentations, it's important for members of parliament to look through these documents long before, because when they are here, it's difficult to go through and listen to them. And you are also giving opportunity to various parties to meet and discuss the presentations that have been sent by the department, so that by the time they come in, you know exactly what is that you want to hear from them or things that you want to clarify. So I think the onus is on ourselves. Thank you, Chair.
Again, we can't overemphasize the importance of receiving the document fine. Maybe we, from our side, will not only write the message when we invite you. Maybe we should send out the special commission to the department, but look, this is a resolution. I mean, this is how we want the department to be. So that if the department have not complied and they have to be turned back, they will know upfront that it's because that we have no alternative. I think that I can agree more with what the Honourable Member is saying, because preventing and interacting is not just we're not doing it for the sense of doing it, it's because we want to ensure, and as Parliament, how can we contribute to the achievement of the goals and the, what you call it, the budget that Parliament has. So it's important what the Honourable Member is saying. But with your permission, Honourable Member, I would like us to take note of the points and resolve as I have suggested. If we agree, then we allow them to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I don't know if maybe I can explain the reason for the submission being made to the
Commission.
On slide 3 of the presentation, we are indicating the allocation for the different programs as well as the actual expenditure. And then I will explain the reason for understanding on later slides. And this slide is showing the expenditure, the allocation and expenditure, the economic classification. The only item where the expenditure is very low is the EMS fund. And then the next slide is showing the details of the EMS fund and the transfers that were made by the department. On this one, the one that is the expenditure is very low is the workbook, and that one I will also explain later. These ones are just showing the details as well. And the reason for low expenditure, for program one, the other expenditure is mainly due to non-filling of vacant posts as a result of the reorganization of the department, as well as the saving on the transfer given to the nation. This transfer is made in foreign currency. So when the currency is favorable, then we then have a saving on the payment. And for program two, we sell transfers to the technical secondary schools to the provinces for the transfer of the technical secondary schools, which have conditional grants to Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. According to the DORA, the department can withhold transfers if the spending is very low. Now, in the three provinces, the spending was very low, then the transfers were withheld. But I must say, even though we withheld the transfers, the programs are already in place. For instance, the refurbishing or building of workshops in the provinces. Now, these provinces are the ones for the current year. They are even showing more spending because they are only paying for what they did. They only started paying in the new financial year. And then we also, on the thing, on the workbook.
No, I'm sorry, Ms. I don't
understand what you're saying. What
the
provincial
is. The fund.
Yes. They continue with the project and then they apply for rollovers. But because the rollovers have not yet been approved, they are paying from the current allocation. They are paying for the current. So they are showing higher expenditure because of that. So the only thing is the project from the last financial year.
And then the other one is the work which project. This one, the reason there was a saving on the work is because the department originally, when they requested funding, they used the market related amount per work group. But in the end, the decision was taken to develop the work group internally. And layout and design was also done internally. But what happened here was that the work group was given to book one and book two. Book one was for when I wanted to do book two for July to end of the year. And then book one was developed, printed, and distributed to the school, and this was print. Work book two was only, the printing only finished in the new financial year. So that was not paid. But other than that, there was still a saving because of the approach that the department used to develop this book. Hence, we have a saving on this work book. And then on program three, the under expenditure on program three is mainly to understanding on the needs unit and the compensation of employees on integrated management system, which is the IQMS. Program four, understanding was due to understanding on the annual national assessment. This one, the reason was because the test was supposed to be written in November, but into the strike in the previous year, the test were rescheduled to take place in February. So hence the delay in paying of invoices, and the service provider that had to analyze the data could only do that once the test had been written. So payments could not be effected on the annual national assessment. The other reason was the understanding on the in the system project, but this one, the service provider submitted the invoices late for the work that was done on the system.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Regarding the workbooks, my information is that, in fact, the workbooks are not properly costed, and that it was largely a sum stuck, and that as a result of that, that's where that savings was sitting there. If it was properly costed, the savings would not have appeared.
So, what you say you put into the department is that the original budget was not actually.
Thank you, Chair. My question is the one of quality assessment and monitoring of the remediation. I hear what the lady told us now, but I still have a problem because if there is claim, then I think that if you look at this year, there's a bench structure, will we be confronted with the same problem? Because, you know, if I don't know how does it affect the monitoring and the evaluation situation. Still, you can just give me some more clarity on this, because I'm not formally clear. The answer is not really the proper focus of this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable colleagues.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is on problem two in curriculum policy. I just want to check on the technical secondary school capitalization grant, because according to my understanding, it's that it is a Schedule 5 for a specific technical grant allocation. check. I want to check three on that particular one. Then how much was withheld from each province? And then with the understanding that you do understand the reasons of the withholding of funds, but also I just want to check if there are any reasonable measures undertaken to assist these provinces prior to the withholding. And that lastly on that one is that, are there any mechanisms devised to ensure optimal performance in the current financial year so that the provinces do not continue to do the same what they did? And then, Chair, on the workbooks, the understanding is that, of course, there is a saving of plus minus 400 million in the workbook project, but also there remains a variance of 183.8 million that still needs to be accounted for. I just want to check on that one whether our understanding is correct. And then the last one, Chair, I want to get the clarity on the document where it's speaking about the concept, or page 5, where it speaks on the earmarked allocations, earmarked funds and conditional grants. I'm struggling to understand on earmarked funds there's NSNP, and also on conditional grants there's the nutrition program. But I just want to understand how does it, you know, happen that it comes in both sides, but now the figures, just from my naive point of view, I just want to be clarified further on that one. Thank you.
Knowing my naivety about it, you don't understand. Honorable sir.
Thank you, Chair. There's a lot of questions for covered by my colleague here, but just on page 4, projects, it's not a major amount, it's only 5 million rand, but I see there's only 82% of that money spent, and I just want to have more details as to, you know, what that is and why there was under expenditure on that specific one, because that's not dealt with by the CFO or, you know, or the DG in this report. And then just, you know, just a general observation that, you know, the low payment on earmarked funds is really disappointing, you know, and the conditional grants as well on the technical secondary schools, as my colleague raised there. You know, that's an important portion of education, is our technical schools, and we're not getting there, and we're not getting there fast. And I want to know, you know, like my colleague asked, what assistance are you giving these provinces where we're withholding funds? We can't just say, well, we're withholding the funds, and then we do nothing after that, because we are right, you know, we've got the right to withhold the funds, but nothing happens. And the process, our children are suffering because they can't get technical education. Chair, there's page 6. There's claims against the state where there's an over expenditure of 23 million. Just have details with regard to that, please. We hear that there's this reduction in the workbooks, and I want to just add with what Honourable James has said. You know, maybe there's some other problem, because basically there should be a major reduction in the budget for this year, because surely they're going to, you know, do the printing in-house again. So what was the reduction for this year if they budgeted correctly as opposed to the previous year? Because you can't say, okay, I've saved this 400 million, but I'm just budgeting it again. You know, so I just want to know what that reduction is. Let me just see. No, that's, you know, but for the rest, I'm not surprised that the DG is not here, because I think the report is very sketchy.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've been covered by most of these things, but I'd like to reiterate, Chairman, I think with due respect, earmarked funds, I mean, only 53.2% of that has been spent. And Chair, with due respect, I don't think that the reason given for the under expenditures is really acceptable. That's my considered opinion. And Chair, I'd like to know what proactive steps does this particular department intend to take to stop the underspending, because education is one of our key departments, and it's really, with Lee said about it, but it's not really performing as it should be performing, Chair. are the results of our schools and so forth, please, what did we design? And I'd like to get, with due respect, Chair, what plans are in, proactive plans are in place to prevent this from recurring again next year? Thank you, Chair.
Question, the main question around is, it's not the main question, I think it's one of the questions around the issue of the workbook. Is, have you budgeted for it now in 2011, 2012? Is that now budget now actually? Because clearly from what the honorable members are saying, that here, in this instance, the budget was not actually. I'm sorry, Honorable Chin, I didn't have a word.
Doesn't cover.
Okay, no, it's fine. Now you continue.
Thank you, Chair. I was covered in other vital questions too. I was going to be covered. Mine is on page 8 on MS. The understanding there. You talk of the of late invoicing and also not a completion of 7 projects. If ever we can be as to say what are those 7 projects that were not completed and the invoices of those uncompleted, you know, I think the little bit the 7 money to get the statement. Yes, it is understanding, but even the service provider didn't do the way that they're supposed to do, so ever we can get an image of that.
I think that the other question that was not covered is that again on page 8. On the understanding due to on program, sorry, this national education evaluation and probably the one that you were talking about. It's not that one. On there, I think the last report was saying that everyone there walked up. Now, where are we? What is happening now with this understanding on compensation of employees on the integrated quality management service? What's happening now with this program? People walk out. Is the program there? Program 3, does program 3 still exist? And if it exists, with many in the program, why actually has everyone, because if that report was happening at the end of the second quarter, third quarter, that no people resigned, and so why did they all have to walk out and what is being done now to address the grievances that the people have, so that the people that now are employed doesn't prepare. That's one. But generally, around the, I think your report says that at the beginning, and at finish, mainly due to non-filling of vacant posts as a result of the organization. This department, the reconfiguration, I think was completed, not sure when. It started around 2009, but now we are in 2010. Is it complete? Is the reconfiguration complete? And if so, why do we continue to experience the vacancies and what is being done about it? The President and the State of the Nation address is there, says all funded posts must be filled. How many of the posts here, when we're talking about these vacancies, I'm sure we're talking at senior level, how many of those posts are we talking about? And of those, how many are funded? Thank you. Okay,
thank you, Honorable Chair. I think there are
did the market-related study to do the budget in the first instance, and what we found there is that... Thank you, Chair. I said when we compiled the budget for the workbooks, the first print, we tried to do a market-related study to find out what it would cost the department. During that period, a workbook worked out around 42 Rand to be printed, developed, and distributed. What the department then did is to develop it in-house and only went out on a tender for the distribution and the printing of that. Now that book then per unit price cost about 9 Rand, and that is where the difference is. The question that what will happen next year is that we are pretty sure that our estimates are correct for next year, because we are also extending the workbooks. At the moment it's only from grade 1 to 6, but for next year it will be for grade 9 as well. And on the basis of that, and the information that we've gathered from last year, the 9.50 per workbook, we feel that our budget is correct on it.
Sorry, you say it will be up to, is it up to grade 9 or grade 9?
Up to nine. Honourable Chair, then the question on the organisational structure.
On this workbook budget, are we here to? Because Mr. Suman said originally the budget had for 42 rand a workbook, but it ended up costing 9 rand. Do we understand that are both workbook 1 and 2, or is it one workbook that was 42 rand, or workbook 1 and 2 was 42 rand?
Honourable Chair,
sorry, that before you come in. Very short intervention. The workbooks were not printed in-house, they were printed commercially. And distributed commercially as well. And so the costing has to take that into account. The design was in-house. And so I think what we must make sure is that you should just do it right the next time. That's my only comment.
Okay, you want to come? Thanks, Honorable Chair. The Honorable Member is 100% correct that the distribution as well as the printing was outside of the department and by a service provider, but that the development of the workbook was in-house. In the costing...
So what do you say? If the consultants, if these books were, if the consultants were involved, they would have been paid 32 or 33 extra, what you call it. For the consultancy fee.
Just here you want consultants to make money. All the way.
I think, Honorable Chair, to add to that is that they would have had the copyright as well. We've got the copyright at the moment, the department as well. But I think we saved a lot there. We took that into account for next year's budget, but the extra will be up to grade 9.
Thank you. I need your protest, please.
I don't mind the record just by
just a small clarity I request. The cost of the workbook, I think I understand the in-house development and the cost of it. Now, if the cost of the 9 Rand that you mentioned include, what is the cost of the printing outside? Is it part of that cost as well? Is it a separate cost to that? And is that together with the distribution?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Through you, it is the 9 Rand is for the distribution and the print. The only part that is not added to that is the development. So it's only for distribution and building the mine. That is the major use of it.
I do indeed. Just call me anything, Chair.
I'm so pleased that one of our employees are back. Chair, now I think the department should be commended for the saving that they effected. There's no problem with that. That's great. That's the kind of thing that we'd like to see in all departments. You know, the only thing I'm interested in is, you know, has our budget been adjusted to make sure that we take that into account for next year? The Mr. Squan assures me that it's the fact, and we'll see next year when we get to the end.
Thanks, Chair. Mine is just to check, Chair, with the in-house capacity, have they got it to be able to extend it to the additional grades? And if not, what are you doing about it? Because if you can't have that done in-house, you're going to be in serious trouble then. Thanks.
Honorable Chair, yes, we have done that. We are already busy with the development of the grade up to 9 workbooks that are almost completed. We're going out on a tender for a period of 3 years to roll it out, only for distribution and printing, Honorable Chair, for the next 3 years. That tender is currently under discussion, so it will be issued.
No, Chair, I was checking if they're done with the simulation workbook, because I had a question on the garage. Okay. Yes, on workbooks, there was a question that I raised on garage. I did raise it. Maybe let me see, I'm reminding the official from the office.
The variance is the payment for the workbook 2, because it was only finished after March. So the variance is going to pay, and it was for payment and distribution of workbook 2.
Right, Honorable Chair, if I can add to that, this one requires 100% right. We started the print. We thought, and maybe that was a bit of an oversight from the department side, it's a huge project. We talk about 23 million books to 19,000 primary schools, so it's huge. We thought we could have it finished by the end of February, workbook 1 and 2. But the project was a bit large, so it ran over to March. We have then extended the tender, and the tender up to the 24th of June, so that it could be distributed to all the schools in Workbook 1 and 2 is currently in the school. So we're just wrapping up the final budget for Workbook 2.
How
do you think
government may
put
it to point
to
adaptation?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. On the organizational structure, the Minister has approved the final organizational structure of the department on the 24th of June. It took a year with the split of the department from the old Department of Education, from higher and basic education. We had an approved organizational structure, but due to reorganization, one of the big things that took a bit of time was the oversight and the delivery unit that the Minister mentioned in her speech. Parliament, where the aim of that is to really assist the provinces in bettering education. That portion has been sorted out now, and the Minister has signed the permanent structure on the 24th of June. We are at the moment populating it and in the process to advertise posts. Your questions? Chair, that's correct, but that's the second one. We had an approved structure, but it was rather not addressing the needs and priorities that the Minister set for education, so we changed that to fit within that. Your question on the posts on the high level that is vacant at the moment, currently out of the six branches, that is, yeah, seven branches that is led by DDGs, three are vacant, but those posts have been advertised now at this the CFO post needs to be filled as well. Okay, exactly. We will communicate, convey your message to the DG branches.
Not looking at you know, he looks intelligent.
I don't want him to be a member of first. Your report on page 7 says unexpenditure is mainly due to non-filling of the vacant posts. Now, I must say, now the question that you raise is that which post that you're referring to? Is it three posts that you're mentioning that really contributed to this whole under-expenditure?
No, Honourable Chair, there are lower level posts as well that add to that. I thought maybe I misunderstood your
point. No, you didn't misunderstand, but I did ask the question of the senior one, but within that have an impact on the delivery of the service of education. The question was then, how many? You want to understand the whole structure and what you intend doing about them. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Honorable Chair, I really misunderstood, but the structure at the moment consists of seven branches. The oversight and delivery unit that I mentioned would form the first branch that would be then assisting the provinces largely in trying to unblock all the blockages and try to get education on the call. The second branch is the curriculum branch. Then you've got the planning branch. Then you've got the teacher development, administration, and the reporting. That is more or less. But I think your question is that there were also lower level posts that we had to fill during that period. We did held it back. And the reason for that was that was around the reorganization so that we can utilize and maybe move posts around. That has been done now, and they will be they are in the process to be advertised and filled out. Technical schools, I would ask Ms. Morareka to take the question.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. With the technical school grant, the amount that was withheld is 15 million. Unfortunately, I don't have details to the province how much was withheld for them. But the total is 15.5 million that was withheld. And there was a question on measures looking to assist the provinces. In the reorganization of the structure, in the unit that has been created, that will oversee the grant, not only the technical school, to oversee all the other grants to ensure that they are performing efficiently and provide monitoring and support to the provinces. On the school nutrition one, there was a question on the earmark fund. This earmark fund is for the unit that is managing the grant in the department. It is the unit that is monitoring and ensuring that the provinces are complying to the requirements, for instance, mainly whether feeding is taking place at the school and so on. So that money is used for that unit. And for instance, where there's training needed in the provinces in terms of financial management, because some provinces are transferring money to schools, they conduct the training in that regard. And the assist provinces in terms of providing, for instance, I'm not sure 100% of the programs, but I know it includes training for the provinces as well. So that's what the EMS is used for. And then the conditional grant is the one that is transferred to the provinces. Mm.
Okay, sorry. So fair enough. Yeah. I'm very glad to note that that unit is being established. But what I'd like to try and find out, with the manner in which the PFMA is currently structured and giving power to accounting officers to implement both provincial legislation and national policy and legislation, if you find that a particular province isn't implementing national policy or legislation, what can the department do to ensure that that accounting officer complies with your national policies? Leave alone Section 100, but in the course of actually implementing national policy, what powers have you got to influence that department to do things correctly?
In terms of the condition of transfers, that's where we report the transfers if the provinces are not complying, if they are not meeting their spending projections. We transfer quarterly to the provinces. So based on that, we can determine whether, because that includes the monitoring as well as what is happening in the province. Now based on that, that's when we report transfers to the provinces. What we normally do, we ask provinces to explain why they are underspending or why they are not doing certain things according to the grant. Now, we give them time to respond. If they don't respond within that time, then we withhold the transfer. We can only withhold for a period of 30 days, and then after that, we go to National Treasury to get approval to further withhold. And according to the DORA, you can even shift the money to other provinces, but that we haven't done at this stage.
But when the point that you're raising is another point, because the Constitution does make provision for instances of withdrawal, but there are conditions. And from what you're saying, so, I don't think that that's what the Constitution is saying. Because budget is passed by Parliament, not by National Service, passed by Parliament. Constitution says, after so many days, Parliament must do it. So, in other words, you have to consult with the NSOP, because it's the NSOP that passes the division of revenue because you're the one that I mean those grants I understand that they are given under that under the division of revenue. That's correct. But no, it's fine. You may proceed with your responses.
Thank you, the other question was on the claims against the state. That's on the amount of the 20,000 that was claimed. This one is just to do with the when officials hire cars, when they have to go and execute their service when they're involved in accidents. That the allocation you can use for that is claims against the state. That's why we have that item there.
What is that?
If officials have hired cars to go out and execute their duties, and maybe an official is involved in an accident, that is the payment for that. Because you pay additional over and above the amount for the for hiring the car.
Yeah.
Then there was a question on project spending. We have small projects in the department. For instance, the Tuton Quarter is one of the projects where the maintenance of the system on a monthly basis. So we classify that one as a project, the maintenance of the IT system in the department. ICT implementation program, there's quite a number of them. But those are the internal projects within the department. They are very small.
We mainly make use of CETA to render that services for us, and they normally bill us a bit late as well. that happens, that we wait. We follow up and try to do our best, but we really got in touch with that later.
Okay.
There was also a question on the spending for food and for understanding the role. That one is a indication. The main understanding there was because of the annual national assessment. The planning was that it should take place in November. But when the first started, there was still decision to be made whether to continue with it or not. Because now, at the time that it was supposed to happen, schools were preparing for exams and there were extra classes and so on. So the department concentrated on that. Now the test, it was decided that the test will only take place in February. So then it started at a later stage than normal because of the strike action. So hence there was an understanding on this particular program. And then on the image project, there are enhancements that are done to the system. On this one, we also used speakers to assist the department. And mainly, as I indicated, the invoices were received late. That's the information that we are given by the unit, that we received the invoices late. I'm not sure if there's anything that the institution would like to add, but as far as I know here, it was mainly because of the invoices that were received.
But part of the question was that, and I hope a colleague from the portfolio committee will address it, was that this National Education Evaluation and Development Unit, people there are back. I don't know if my information is correct, but I think it was in the report. I didn't take it from the script. It was something that was in the report. Now, that's why I'm asking, if you say now, if the people now been re-employed for the unit, what's happening? Where are we as far as that unit is concerned, which I think is part of what you say. And the report here, it says, due to the unit being imagine. In other words, from the fact that people had resigned, it means that I understand this emergency is imagine you're starting with the all over again. Is that correct?
Honorable Chair, I just want to get myself sorted out. We talk about NIDU, yes?
That's correct.
NIDU, yeah, okay. Honorable Chair, yes, NIDU was established under the former Minister of Education. It took rather long to take off, but since 2009, there are five posts in the unit at the moment. They've all been filled, and there was no resignation since 2009. Professor Volmank is the CEO with the three chief directors and two administrative staff, but they were not this. They haven't been in the registration.
Well, on the question of NIDU, Dr. John Volmink, is he still a director of JUTA?
I don't know, honorable member. We can find out. The way I have it is that he resigned. This is the information I have, but we can confirm that.
Can you confirm that? Because otherwise we're just looking at a conflict of interest.
No. The information we have is that he resigned. But we will definitely confirm that.
No, it's fine. We will accept what he's saying, but I hope that all the reporters try to clear my own mind. Any other questions? Okay. Any other questions? Comments on that member? Just that. Thank you. So
I'm the only black in here. Is that black?
I've got no trouble with this.
No, I can't have this. Other opinion?
Talking of the mating rights, one of the reasons that I don't know whether should I say the reason that they mainly do limit the task to do that. Yes, it might be because of the child, they have that understanding even the beginning of the baby to be normal. But if they can continue to think that it's in that the delivery and the service delivery, I think there must be something that is done to make sure that the people speak to another when they are supposed to.
But before you respond, in terms of on page 3, you know, the programs, I think program 2, other than that's where your technical schools and work groups. So, but out of this, the understanding for technical schools, other than 400 rand and what else, and technical schools, and their understanding how much. But the question really is, the appropriation was 1 billion rand, and the expenditure on that was 54%, so if you like 55%. Now, really, I don't know what else is not reported here, because the amount that we informed that was withheld from the technical schools capitalization grant is 15 million. So,
that's 200.
So I'm saying, so that the amount that contributed to the 54% spending, or 55%.
Honourable Chair, on that question, I would like Ms. Molalekwa to address, if it is with your permission, just to address the previous question on the seat, Honourable Chair. The issue is there that it is not really that the service hasn't been delivered. The services are delivered, but what happens is that the invoices are received in the next financial year, so the payments are like that. That is actually the question. But what we did to try to rectify that matter, Honourable Chair, is we had monthly meetings with CISA to try and sort that problem out for the next financial year. So we try to address it as best we can.
Which CISA?
The IT. State information.
And the other question?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The amount that was not spent on work is not only the 400 million. The 500 million. That's one thing. The other part is the commitment. The saving of the 400. The other one is the understanding of the life.
Accept the question. I mean, the answer is in the language, but the question really that I was saying is that with all that, in other words, this understanding constitutes 45%. Okay. It's fine. On that note, I think that you have covered that. But with the National Schools, the grant, the question that you, I mean, the response that you gave, you were saying that you're setting up the monitoring structure. In other words, does that include the this grant, including the National Schools Nutrition Grant? So today, as we speak in, there's no monitoring of it.
There is monitoring that is happening, but it's happening in the different units. Now here it's going to be centralized in one area to monitor all the elements of all the grants.
Honorable Chair, I think that was one of the issues that we struggled to address in the book department, as Ms. Molakua said, that the grants were scattered between the different programs. We've now, in this new organizational structure, got it all together under one chief directorate with project management and monitoring and all those kinds of functions included in that to try to sort this thing out and then oversee that these grants as a unit properly managed.
Okay. I guess now that we have exhausted the question and the comment.
Sure. Yeah. The savings that are reported here, Chair. You please bear with me. I might not have heard what has been explained, or it might be due to lack of understanding of what is going on here. The savings are as a result of the department having used internal facilities, meaning that they have projected a certain amount. The internal facilities that they have used, it was an afterthought after you have budgeted a certain amount and you were left with this amount of savings. Now, are you going to come back in the next financial year and have savings again from the budget that you have asked for? Are these savings going to continue now that you'll be using your internal facilities, or your projections, at least you'll be able to project a certain amount that will not result in savings? And the other question is that I did not hear anyone, either the acting CFO or anyone, saying that the understanding that is reported here, it will not, when they come back reporting, this understanding will not take place. I take it that they understand what is that has resulted to understanding, and as a result of their understanding, because of understanding, we are not going to be told about understanding again unless there's a problem with the planning. So I just want your word that says it will not take place. Or if you say you are not sure, it then means that your house is not in order and you don't foresee it being in order in the near future.
That I am not clear about there. Probably the police, just before you go up, the police have raised a question. I'm not sure if I would follow up. She says on page 5, she was talking about the grants, that there are two grants there. The NSNP, which will assume that stands for National School Nutrition Program, 14 million granted there. And then on the earmark grant, and then under conditional grant, the school nutrition grant for 3.6 billion. I think the question was raised that what is this NSNP, whoever raised 14 billion, how does it differ from this one now, from the school nutrition?
So she responded.
Oh, she did respond.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
For me, as a
teacher, what is the response?
The response was that the EMS fund is the internal national department to monitor the project and that's really only a variety of issues.
That the conditional grant part is the one that is transferred to the province. That was a nice I think that really is something that it's fine. We'll come to the to now. I think that we're done with the comments. Thank you very much. But before we talk, I just want to raise a few points that we raised here. For instance, on the question of the on the question of the workbook, it's clear that you can see that members are not happy with that budget. It needs to be clarified more and more. For instance, we did raise the question. Now I remember that also was not responded to unless I did in terms of that this year, 2011, 2012. Means that I think this question was repeated over and over. We have budgeted for it. How much now have we budgeted? Is the budget now accurate for it? I think it's an issue that needs the department needs to sort out. Because we're dealing with a situation where we're fresh from a recession. So the resources are limited. Even if we're not fresh from the recession, the resources will always be limited. So the budget needs to be as accurate or near accurate as possible. May not be told that it was called an accurate. The book is called a big book is called the National Estimate. So closely. But if there's a huge difference, clearly it calls for the question back on the credibility of our budget, the way we're doing it. On the question, for instance, of this needle, I still want to review some previous reports, clarify certain things in my mind. But the budget says here 11 million, only 3 million of that was used. Clearly, there's something that we're not saying today. That's why I say for me, I'm not very happy with the responses that I get. I think there is still something that you have not said that contributed to this understanding. Because it's only a set that's what then. Now again, moving forward, how do we budget? How do we ensure that our budgets are as accurate as possible? So that we don't just budget for the sake of budgeting. Very soon we'll be going to adjustment. Now people are going to apply for the rollover and all. But if we are not, I mean, we're not of the view that your budgeting process is accurate. Maybe I don't think that we have a right to approve your budget. I think that the question of this monitoring structure, is saying that the final structure of the department was finalized in June. Then we hope that it will really assist in monitoring, especially your grant, because I mean up to now it's very difficult to explain that. Though I hear what the acting CFO is saying, that there has been monitoring structure thrown all over the what you call it. The show, but how they were feeding to senior management, I'm sure you understand. So this structure is totally long overdue, because the issue of this, I mean, in terms, for instance, of the giving of revenue. You can't allocate resources and walk away without monitoring. And I may extend that monitoring to evaluation, for instance, of those programs. So it's very important that you structure, you move swiftly in terms of establishing this. And lastly, the issue of the workbook. Now you have decided now in June that the workbook now will be extended to up to grade 9. I guess grade 9 is still a primary school. Well, it's standard 7. Well, I okay. Yes. Well, I think that the decision was is taken on time. You know, at the beginning of the at inception of the workbook, there were challenges until the department decided to take over the responsibility of designing and everything. I think now we have experience now. So we hope that come beginning of the year, you will be ready to roll out the workbook. And we hope that in the budget, in the current budget, the extension has also been budgeted for. But on that note, I'd like to thank you. And please, you take into account the issue that we raised, the concerns that we raised at the beginning, including that of Act 162, which rule exactly governs the Department of the Education in terms of acting with respect to the time frame of acting. Anybody, specifically for. Thank you very much. Honourable members, there are now you are a few, and our colleagues, but you are come to remain. Thank you very much.
as we always say, we thought that, that would cost us a hell of a lot of money by using these people. It would cost us 10 million at the end of the day to do the development, and the product, the feedback we get is that the product is excellent. Sorry if I didn't miss that question. Thank you.
Do you have another presentation?
No.
You've been watching.